about the effect of the strike, the lasting effect of the strike on the communities, especially of the South Wales Valleys?
Well, I don't forget, I mean, there's an incredible amount of romanticisation about this strike, right? But by 1984, there wasn't a community, really, that where mining was a majority employer. Certainly not a big community. I mean, there might have been some, you know, some villages or collections of villages where the pit was still the major employer. But, you know, Wales had lost literally hundreds of pits since nationalisation. Most of them should have closed. They were dreadful holes in the ground. But in a way, the contraction of the coal field had become sort of accepted. But it was only accepted as long as there were other jobs to go to. And the difference in the 80s was that there weren't any other jobs to go to. Well, there were, but you'd have had to move to Southeast England or whatever. And the economy anyway was looking very, very ropey. I mean, the City of London was doing very well, as usual, but the rest of the economy didn't look too hot. And you know, it certainly looked as if we were going to be in big trouble. Because, of course, you know, it wasn't just the miners. It was, you know, the steelworks had laid off thousands of people, and you know, there were a lot of other jobs that were associated with that kind of heavy industry in Wales that were, the skids were under them. And for those of us who'd been interested anyway in kind of wider energy matters, it was quite obvious that, you know, that the centres of production were going to shift dramatically as investment moved, you know, to Australia and China and America and Colombia, and you know, where there were huge coal reserves and big steel mills and where costs could be cut very dramatically, and we knew, you know, that was it. And in a way, that was the intellectual dishonesty on the part of Scargill, because he can't have been that stupid that he couldn't see it himself. And it could have been managed. But I don't think Thatcher wanted to manage it, and I don't think that Scargill wanted to be part of that management. And so it was very, very painful and very traumatic and very tragic process.